Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I guess our afternoon show is going up to Boston for this game. I heard that just in some scuttlebutt as I was walking into the studio.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Why are they doing that? What are we doing? What is this?
I
thought we were trying to save money.
They're probably paying for it on their own, I would imagine.
Are they actually doing a broadcast up there?
Yeah, they're going to do the show from, I guess, the next day, or maybe they're doing it. No, they're doing it tonight.
They have to do it.
They're doing it today at WEEI, I think.
Is it like a simulcast broadcast, one of those hokey things?
I don't think it's, no, I don't believe it is.
Everybody being professional, going to do it. Why are they up there doing it?
I don't know.
Whose idea was this?
Probably Evan's. I mean, Evan has been obsessed with sports travel ever since I knew him, you know, back early on when I was producing Joe and Evan in 2007 and 2008.
Does he go through Big Blue Travel? I mean, because they're a sports travel company.
Yes, and they do an amazing job. But no, he doesn't do anything with them. But he's always traveling all over the place. For God's sakes, he went to London with the Mets last year, if you remember that.
Well, that's, I mean, like,
he was dragging me out to L.A. back in the day to see the Mets and the Dodgers. I had to pay my own way.
He wasn't broadcasting from London. He went there as a fan, and that I can appreciate.
I was making $26,000 a year, and I was forced to pay my own way to go out to L.A. because those guys wanted to go. I was like, you guys are kidding me, right? Like, well, you got to go. I'm like, well, is someone going to, I mean, I have $0 to my name. But I did it.
Did you guys broadcast out there?
Oh, yeah, we did. It was one of the funnier things that I'd ever experienced because Joe and Evan paid their own way, too, because we presented it to them and to Chernoff because Evan wanted to do this and go to an NBA Finals game. It was actually Lakers-Celtics, and the Mets were playing the Angels out there, and they actually fired Willie Randolph in the middle of the night.
I remember.
Out there.
Let me ask you a question.
But hold on. Let me finish this story. So everybody pays their own way. There's no sponsors. There's no nothing. And then as we start the first show, Dove tells me that the broadcast, Joe and Evan in L.A., is sponsored by American Airlines. And Joe's head exploded. You telling me that I just paid for my own freaking flight, and then you guys sell it to American Airlines? Are you freaking kidding me? The first, 8 minutes of the show was that. So
I don't blame them, actually.
No, of course. I mean, that was one of those I even said. I like, you got, I mean, this
so
is insane.
So they're dragging Tiki up to Boston?
I don't know. I just know that some of them are going. I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure somebody has more information on it. And
I mean,
will call
are they going to the game?
Where's my phone? I'll see if someone.
Are they going to the game?
Yeah,
well,
I think they're going to the game. Yeah, why would you go up there and not go to the game?
Who paid for those tickets?
I don't know that either, man. I don't have these answers. I wish I did. I probably should have researched this more before bringing it up to you.
Do you think they're all sharing one room? Like a hotel room?
Well, Tiki would not do that, but Evan, Sean, and Loogie may.
Oh, Sean is not going.
Yeah, Sean's not going. Sean is staying back here.
Oh, okay.
So all right, so it's Dudes, Dogs, and Damage and Evan. Maybe it's just those two? And Tiki and Sean will be back here?
No, I think Tiki's going as well. I just think Sean's remaining back here.
Let's see.
I was just guessing based on the
schedule. So if Tiki goes to the game tonight, are we going to see him as a celebrity at the game tonight?
So Evan and Tommy are just going. So Tiki's not going.
Yeah, I didn't think Tiki was going.
Yeah, so it's just Evan and Tommy is what I'm hearing.
This is a definitely totally on their own dime thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's got to be on their own dime, and they're going to be sharing a room together.
Oh, 100%. Oh, God. I do wonder if they have tickets.
They have to. I mean, why would, like, what? Are you saying that they got a press credential?
I have no idea.
Because
I
can't get it through the Knicks because the Knicks don't give us credentials.
You're not allowed to cheer if you have a credential, and Tommy won't be able to.
That is true. Can't himself. Do his whole thing.
Does Tommy get in a fight tonight with the other Boston Celtic fans?
We can hope.
Now? Yeah, he may. And hopefully Evan is smart enough to capture that on camera. If he does, and not say, you know, I'm trying to protect the guy. No, it's content. Content
There's
wins.
There's no way
content
that the
is
Boston
king.
Celtic fan is going to listen to Tommy screaming and yelling, dudes, dogs, and damage.
Probably not. And speaking Lukey. Of the radio station and paying for things and all that, I heard.
Yeah,
I heard BT and Sal talking about this and how BT's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, compare us to, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog because of our sports passion and, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, Mike and Chris, you know, they went to, you know, back in the day in the 90s, Knicks played the Pacers. You know, they were there. They'd go to Indiana. BT goes, do you think, you know, sales will step up and send us out there? I laughed so hard my life. I was dying. And then even Sal goes, what are you, nuts? There's no way they're sending us out there. I mean,
hold on.
I swear that's what he said.
There are people that compare. I mean, look.
They say,
Mike and the Mad Dog were a legendary duo here at WFAN in prime time, in prime drive time.
He says a lot of people say they're like Mike and the Mad Dog.
Mike and the Mad Dog
used to travel during the Knicks playoff series, and they should travel, and sales should pay for it. And then Sal goes, if we want to do that, we have to pay ourselves. And BT, I'm not doing that. I will never do that.
I love it. You know I do.
This was a BT thing.
All right, but you know I love that. I love BT, man. I love his passion and everything else.
You love giving him stuff. I know that.
Yeah, I know, but let's, like, can we have a little self-awareness? I mean, has anybody ever told you that that's what they think they are?
No,
I don't. Nobody's ever said that to me. Al, has anybody ever said that to you?
I've not heard
that. Because I know you love to listen to the radio station. You love calling, listening. And
yeah, I've not heard that.
Have you ever thought Mike and the Mad Dog for Sal and BT?
I have not.
Yeah, so they you know, he was saying that because there's passionate sports fans and they do a sports show that people compare them to Mike and the Mad Dog.
Who?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I don't, you know, that's what he hears. He's out and about, you know, he's talking to listeners, but he believes that sales should slap something together and send them out to Indiana for the Eastern Conference Finals road games.
All right. Well, I love the passion, but let's check at that door there, cuz.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe someone reached out to them and says, hey, we'll take care of that for you. You never know. But
I
the whole traveling thing for these series, though, it just seems like a lot when you got to do the radio show.
I just shudder at the fact that some sales geek is going to come walking in here going, hey, you guys want to go to Indiana to do a show? I'm like, yeah. Get the hell out of here. No way.
This boner gum is willing to send you out there.
I'm not going. Right. I have become so much more like Al Dukes. It is unbelievable the impact that he has had on me.
Pocketrocket.com. the boner gum. I would like to sponsor this. I'm not going. No, that would, no, it's just, it's too, plus we got CBS Sports Network. It's impossible.
That's right. When you go out to the Super Bowl, it's a different story. I mean, you're out there, you're there for a week, you know, you're playing golf, you're going out to dinner, you're staying at a nice hotel.
It's a Super Bowl.
That's
yeah,
right. It's a Super Bowl.
For God's sakes. And then plus you had during those weeks, especially the last one was a CBS Super Bowl, lots of responsibilities during that week. So that made sense. You know, the, having the modern-day Mike and Chris out there in 2025, I don't know if it makes sense.
You guys suck.
I mean, I don't know if it makes sense. Well, I mean, all right, well, look, good luck to those guys.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I don't know. We got to...
Now, if it's the NBA Finals, it like...
And the Knicks are in the finals, that's a different story.
I mean, it's still not happening.
It's going out there, I don't know.
As Mike and the Mad Dog? Maybe they can move them to the afternoon.
Yeah, they can't. Oh, no, you can't do that. It messes up the whole rating system and everything. You can't just be swapping shows in the middle.
Well, I was just thinking about, like, you know, so Lou Gower and Evan are going up to... And Evan, I mean, he didn't have any skin in the game here.
He doesn't.
Not his team.
Yeah, he just loves the sports travel. Like, and I don't want to sit there and criticize that because, you know, people say, you know, how you play so much golf, you'll go here on a golf trip. Evan likes to do that. So he likes to do that, likes to do these things. But to me, it's like, okay, that's a free time thing. Like, when you have to do the show, it just seems like so much.
Yeah, but, you know, they get the afternoon show. So they'll go to the game tonight and then they'll come back tomorrow morning, I'm assuming.
I guess.
They'll be back in studio on Friday. Thursday.
I suppose so.
You would think so, right?
Waltzing in there to EEI.
I mean, it's easy to get up there to Boston. They could be driving up there. Are they driving together? Do we know?
I would hope so.
I would imagine they're driving. You could take the train to downtown Boston. You're right there.
If I gave you $1 million, could you name the WEEI afternoon show? Anybody? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they had in the mornings, they've got your guy.
Yeah.
You know,
that guy.
That, you know, the guy, he's got a beard.
Felger and Maz.
No, that's on the other station.
No, that's the other station.
That's the other show. That's the other station's afternoon show. And then they had.
You're bad.
Toucher and Rich, and now it's just Toucher because Rich left.
No, that was the other show. That's the other.
But that was that's what I'm saying. That's the other station.
Yeah.
But it's your guy that you talk to every week there.
Something Hill. Greg Hill
Show. Greg Hill. The Greg Hill Show. There you go. Yes, Greg Hill. So they've got that in the mornings. But the afternoon show on EEI is Andy Hart, Nick Stevens, and former Patriot linebacker Ted Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. TJ's up there, yeah.
So they'll do a...
they're going to do a little bit of a simulcast.
Maybe, you know. Here's Loogie, generational talent.
Yep.
I mean, they may hire him on the spot with that lineup up there. If he's a generational talent, you know, just give him the show.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not going to want a Nick fan hosting a show up in Boston. No way.
If he's a generational talent, they'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is crazy. Everybody's got Nick's fever now.
I feel like Loogie is like the Shador Sanders of WFAN. You know?
Loogie!
A lot of hype.
Legendary.
That's funny. He is. He's like the... He's a lot
it's
of hype
him
around
or Pat
him.
Boyle. And he'll get picked by Tulsa for the overnight.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of self-promotion, a lot of hype. When it comes to it, the executives really don't want him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's wearing a necklace that has legendary on it right now.
Oh, man. We love those guys, of course, but it is funny when they're traveling around and BT thinks that the sales just can't wait to send them out to Indiana because it's the reincarnation of Mike and the Mad Dog. Hoofah. Man, oh, man. We'll be here. We'll be doing the shows.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
We're anchoring this thing. That's what we do. We set the table for those guys.
We are the anchor, man.
We're the table setters for the rest of the day.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.